ジャパニーズポッド101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Newbie Series Season 2, Lesson 11.
日本語道場
The hottest way to break the ice in Japan.
Peter here.
Naomi です。
Naomi 先生。
はい。
今日は元気ですか？
元気です。Peter さんは元気ですか？
風邪です。
ああ。
I have a cold still.
That's too bad.
You don't seem too overly concerned. 夏風邪。Summer cold. And in Japan, it's said that summer colds are...
Only for baka.
Huh? What?
Sorry for the bad language, but we say, 夏風邪を引くのはバカ。
I thought it was said that it takes a while to get over them.
Ah!
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. They also said that. But, we also say, 夏風邪を引くのはバカ, which means only the stupid catch cold in summer.
Didn't you just get over a cold?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, Naomi 先生。
わかりません。
教えてあげましょうか? Shall I teach you?
Anyway, レッスンをしましょう。
Anyway, yes. Well, now that you introduced such a...High class word. Maybe we should explain it to everybody. What does baka mean?
Ah, baka, the kanji of ba means horse. The kanji of ka means deer. Can you guess the meaning?
Well, it's not fair because I've been studying for a while and I think I have a theory. So I think only a fool can't tell the difference between a horse and a deer.
Ah, すごい。さすが。
ありがとうございます。So,That's where some people believe this word comes from. You have the kanji for the horse and the deer, and only the fools can't tell the difference. But it is quite a strong word.
そうですね。
Depending on the context, of course.
Peter and I are good friends, I guess. So I think it's... I thought it's okay to use the word baka, but I didn't really mean to.
It's okay, Naomi-sensei. But we want to warn you, don't use this in the classroom.
No.
Don't use this with people who you're not very familiar with. Don't use this in business situations or any other. Kind of only with like really good friends and make sure you really understand the situation. But at the same time, you shouldn't even be using it. You should just understand it so you can passively absorb it and not miss out on what's being said. Ah, so that's why you taught it Naomi-sensei. Subarashi, which means excellent, amazing, great.Teacher, 素晴らしい先生ですね。Not because you wanted to personally insult me.
I didn't insult you.
Ah, who has the cold?
Nobody.
Okay, little carried away with the opening, but too much fun.
はい。
So, Naomi-sensei, what are we talking about today?
今日は temperature, 暑い and 寒い、涼しい、暖かい。
So, talking about the temperature.
はい。
And talking about the temperature with adjectives.
Yes. E ending adjectives.
Now, in Japanese, adjectives are usually broken into two categories. E adjectives, adjectives that end in E, and na adjectives, adjectives which, when they're placed in front of a noun, need a na, which require a na to be placed in between the adjective and the noun. So, we'll get into more discussion about this.Later, but for now, we're going to look at E adjectives. With that said, let's take a look at today's conversation. Here we go.
おはようございます。
おはようございます。ふゆかさん、今日は暑いですね。
そうですね。でも、ここはとても涼しいですね。くし
ゅん。寒いですか？
寒くないです。ちょうどいいです。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
おはようございます。
おはようございます。 冬かさん、今日は暑いですね。
そうですね。でも、ここはとても涼しいですね。
寒いですか？
寒くないです。ちょうどいいです。
次は英語が入ります。
おはようございます。
Good morning.
おはようございます。冬香さん、今日は暑いですね。
Good morning, 冬香。It's hot today, isn't it?
そうですね。でも、ここはとても涼しいですね。クシュン!
Yes, it is. But it's very cool in here, isn't it? アチ
ュ! 寒いですか?
Is it cold?
寒くないです。ちょうどいいです。
It's not cold. It's just right. アチュ! アチュ! Naomi-sensei, what did you think of today's conversation?
I think the adjectives that we introduced in the dialogues are so useful.
My first Japanese teacher told me the Japanese are always talking about the weather.
Because it's the safest topic.
Yes. I find like this is the most common topic in elevators.
Oh, yeah.
Because
そうですね。
It's the elevator talk. You only have 30 seconds or so to talk about nothing, and it's kind of better than silence. So now that it's summer here...If I'm in the elevator and a Japanese person comes in, or if I'm coming in, the person coming in is usually the one required to speak, and 暑いですね.
Kind of like, how are you in English? We can say, 元気ですか?
How are you?
But we tend to talk about the weather a lot.
Yeah. So today's topics will help you out. So next time you're on the elevator with a Japanese person, this should come in handy. Okay, so let's first take a look at the vocab.Naomi-sensei, what do we have first?
今日
Today.
今日今日
Now, we'll stress this over and over. Now is the perfect time to get into kanji. Kanji is so fascinating, and there's so much logic behind it. Mm-hmm. Now, let's take the word for today, which is one more time.
今日
Long vowel. 今日 You want to hold it. Mm-hmm. Now, this is made up of two characters. The first character is?
Now.
The second character is?
Day.
Now day.
Hi. And、Today. I think it has the irregular reading.
Correct. So while the meaning's logical, sometimes it's the reading that'll throw you off. But that's what we're here for, to get you through this. So, but so logical.
そうですね。
Next we have?
暑い。
Hot.
暑い。暑い。
Next?
でも。
But, however.
でも。でも。
This is but and however, but this is primarily used at the beginning of sentences. Now, the particle が can also be used as but, and that's a conjunctive particle. So here we have でも, but this comes at the beginning of a sentence. Next we have
とても.
Very, extremely.
とてもとても.
Followed by
涼しい.
Cool.
涼しい.涼しい.
And this is cool not in the English sense that it's cool, but in the weather sense.
そうですね。
That it's...
Only the temperature.
Yes. How could we say cool?
Depends on who you're talking to, but かっこいい.
There is the word we're looking for.
はい、or just いい.
Give us a かっこいい one more time.
かっこいい.
And just break it down.
かっこいい. かっこいい.かっこいい。
And pitch accent here, we're going?
かっこいい。
So, low,
high, and low at the E.
So, one more time?
かっこいい。
かっこいい。
Perfect.
And let's just go over the pitch accent of the words we didn't cover up to this point. What do we have? We'll start out with today.
今日。今日。
Going down.
はい、そうです。
今日。
はい。
Followed by?
暑い
Going up.
And down.
暑い
そうです。Low at E.
Followed by?
でも
Going down.
はい。
でも Followed by?
とても
Going up.
And stays.
とても
そうです。
Followed by?
涼しい
going up and coming down.
Hi, at I.
So, suzushi.
Hi, so desu.
Back down.
Hi.
Ooh, this is getting to be really fun. Next we have?
Samui.
Cold.
Samui. Samui.
And this one, again, is going up and coming back down. Most of the I adjectives come back down, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, samui.
So desu.
Now, again, I said this in a previous one, but in case you're joining us now and you didn't get the old lessons, this can also be used. Well, actually, a derivative of this can also be used to mean not funny. Naomi-sensei, as you're in such a generous mood to teach people slang today, why don't you take this away?
例えば, Peter, your joke is so 寒い.
Not funny.
多分、ピーターさんのジョークは寒いです。
Peter's jokes are not funny.
It's just a sample sentence. Don't take it personal.
Oh, Naomi-sensei, it is so much fun to work with you. So if someone says a joke and it's not funny, you can say to them,
寒い。
And I think they'll be a little shocked.
そうですね。
I was back in New York, and I'd been in Japan for a few years, and we met these Japanese people on a train, and we started talking, and somebody said something, it wasn't funny, and I said, samui. And they're like, huh? Kyo wa atsui desu yo? Like, today is hot. Like, they didn't understand that I was trying to make a joke. They didn't think that I had that much knowledge. And he's like, wow. But actually, maybe to be more understood, you should probably just say, samu.
So desu ne, samu.
And because the way I said it, it kind of seemed like I was talking about the temperature and not, you know, making a joke. So maybe samu is what you want to do. And what's the pitched accent there?
Samu. 上がりますね。
Samu.
そうです。でも、
but,
please be careful.
Yeah. Notice how Naomi-sensei used but here.
何?
でも, you said it without even noticing it. When she wanted to change and give you a little piece of warning or advice.
そうですね。
She started with but. One more time.
でも、samui is slang, so be careful.
Yeah, you don't want to tell your boss. Unless you're out drinking.
Or if you already gave up your career, go ahead and use it.
If it's your last day.
Hi.
Much like you're doing today. Hi,
so, そんなことないです。
Okay, next we have.
ちょうど。
Just right.
ちょうど、ちょうど。
Going up.
そうです。
ちょうど。
うん。ちょうど、ちょうど。
ちょうど。
Very good.
You go up on the う in there.
そうです。
ちょうど。Next we have?
いい。
Good, nice, pleasant.
いい、いい。
Going down.
そうですね。また、low at い part.
Now,Naomi-sensei, I always get confused with this i desu.
Mm.
It can be used to accept something and also turn something down. Is it the pitch accent that is the difference or is the context?
Context.
So the pitch accent stays the same. It's the same.
So
i desu.
I desu.
Going down. I desu.
Hi. No, thank you. I desu.
Yeah.
I desu. I desu. Yeah. So desu ne. Same intonation.
Same intonation.
Hi. Atatakai.
Warm.
Atatakai.
And starts out low, goes high, comes back down.
Again, I is low.
Yeah. Atatakai. Wow, it's really, really fascinating pitch accent. All right. Now, again, for everyone who wants to practice this, pick up the bonus track. That's where you can actually practice this and practice that pitch accent. Let's take a look at the conversation. We start off with.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
Good morning. Next line.
Ohayou gozaimasu, Fuyuka-san.
Good morning, Fuyuka.
今日は暑いですね。
It's hot today, isn't it? Let's take a look at the components in this sentence. Previously, we just had set phrase for good morning. Now we're going to take a look at this sentence structure and the sentence ending particle, because this is a particle you're going to hear a lot and we want to get you very familiar with. So this sentence starts out with
今日
today
は
marked by the topic marking particle. This is what we're talking about. As the two people came in, and the conversation could go any which way, we're going to introduce a topic. So recently I've been telling some people to kind of think of the topic marking particle as a pause. So in English, you walk into the hair salon. Morning. Morning. So now we're talking about today. Okay, what's going to happen today? That's what this does. It establishes what's going to be talked about. This is followed by?
暑い
Hot.
です
Is?
ね
Right? So literally, today hot is, right? Okay, let's leave the ne off for now. We're going to take a look at that sentence and the particle in a minute. Let's just take a look at the structure. We have a noun followed by, we have today, 今日, followed by?
わ
Topic marking particle, followed by an adjective, then followed by です,
です Noun, わ adjective, です
And this pattern carries across. This is going to be a basic tool in your Japanese toolbox.
はい
This something, wa, adjective, des. Okay? Now, let's go through some examples here. We went over cool. So if it's fall and it's a cool day, we would say,
今日は涼しいです。
Today it's cool, as in the weather. Today it's cool. How about in the winter time when it's really cold?
今日は寒いです。
Today it's cold. Now, the best thing about this is we said noun. So Peter is a noun.And what was that word for cool? かっこいい。
はい、かっこいい。So, Peter さんはかっこいいです。
Peter is cool. Now, I noticed you had a lot of trouble saying that.
Populishing じゃないですよ。
I actually want to say, Naomi 先生はかっこいいです。
ああ、ありがとうございます。
So, again, we have the same pattern here. Noun followed by は、adjective,です。
そうですね。
So now that you have this wa des, you can take nouns and adjectives and make lots of different sentences. Okay, we're going to look at a few more in a bit. Now onto this sentence ending particle ne.
はい。
There are a few ways to use this ne. Rather than giving them all to you now, we're just going to go over how it's used today. And what ne essentially does is add emphasis. It's an emphasizer. So it's adding emphasis to the statement.And the fact you're adding emphasis to this statement means that you would like a reaction or response out of the listener. So in that sense, it almost acts like an English tag question. Now, the best part about Japanese is this ne doesn't change. It's always ne. But in English, the tag question changes depending on the verb. It's hot, isn't it? You like pizza, don't you? So it changes like that. Ne doesn't change here.And that's one of the great things about Japanese. You get these tag questions that can be formed just by using ne. ね。So here, it's hot, isn't it? Warranting that response from the listener. And the listener response?
そうですね。
Yes, that's right. Followed by?
でも。
But. That's what we went over today. And Naomi Sensei used it multiple times, and she uses it over and over in her explanations when she starts out in Japanese and switches to English. So pay attention to that.
ここはとても涼しいですね。
But here, it's very cold, isn't it? Right? First we have?
ここ。
Here, followed by?
わ。
Topic marking particle. Now, the topic switched. They were talking about today, and when the person responded, now the current speaker...Yeah, it's hot. Today's hot. But here, now the topic's here. Here.
ここは
very
涼しい
cool
です
is
ね
Right? Now we have an adverb. And that adverb is とても
はい
So this is modifying adjectives.
そうです。とても暑い
very hot.
とても暖かい
very warm.
とても寒い
very cold.
とても涼しい。
Very cool. とてもかっこいいです。
そうですね。
Very cool.
はい。
So this can be used with any adjective. And it just gives you another tool to make your Japanese that much more complex. So we can go from just hot to very hot. Gives you a way to modify the adjectives.
はい。
And again, we have here ne. But again, warranting that response from the listener. So the listener responds with?
寒いですか?
Is it cold? So, literally, cold is? Question? Cold is? Again, the it is inferred.
そうですね。Or, ここは寒いですか?
Is it cold here?
はい。
Is what is really being conveyed between the speakers. But, what's being expressed with words is just this small part, because the rest can be inferred, that we're still on the same topic. Now, is it cold here? And this is followed by?
寒くないです。
It's not cold. Your first true test as a newbie. Now, in Japanese, adjectives are conjugated.
そうです。
And it seems intimidating, but it's really not. And we're going to get you through this step by step. Again, stop by, check out the PDF. Inside the PDF, there's a nice detailed write-up. But the simplest way to remember this is for E adjectives, the way to get the negative. Now, in English, adjectives aren't conjugated. It's the verb that's conjugated. It's hot or it's not hot. In Japanese, the adjective is actually conjugated. So let's take this word. In the previous sentence, we had the adjective cold, which is?
寒い。
Now, a little disclaimer here. There are a few exceptions to this rule, but most adjectives that end in E are E adjectives. Now, the way we conjugate E adjectives into the negative is we drop the final E and we replace it with?
くない。
It's that easy. So, let's try it with cold. Cold is?
寒い。
Not cold is?
寒くない。
That E becomes?
くない。
That's it. It's cold. So let's try today's cold.
今日は寒いです。
Today, it's not cold.
今日は寒くないです。
The sentence is the same, except the E becomes くない. And that's how we form the negative. That's simple.
はい。
Okay, this is followed by?
ちょうどいいです。
Just right. Okay.So we covered a lot in there today, and I think today's lesson, the PDF, is kind of indispensable. So stop by JapanesePod11.com, pick up the PDF, because you really want to focus and really want to master the conjugation of adjectives, because with these adjectives, you could really do so much. Every adjective you learn, now you could do the negative, so it's almost like doing the opposite. So stop by, get that PDF. Also, in the Learning Center, so much to bring it all together. And finally, the bonus, practice whatyou heard today. Speak it out loud and really help reinforce it. All right, I think that's going to do it for today.
さよなら。
おはようございます。
おはようございます。冬香さん、今日は暑いですね。
そうですね。でも、ここはとても涼しいですね。クシュン。
寒いですか？
寒くないです。ちょうどいいです。